The South Dakota Supreme Court has sent a lawsuit over sunflowers and herbicides back to the Fourth Circuit. A Corson County sunflower grower sued South Dakota wheat growers, saying a herbicide prescribed by an agronomist wiped out 1,200 acres of sunflowers. Wheat growers was granted summary judgment, but the high court says there are disputed issues of fact that need to be resolved by a jury. Dallas Schott of Corson County Feeders planted 3,200 acres of sunflowers in the 2014 growing season. Wheat growers agronomist Jason Fees wrote out a plan for that crop. Schott says he planted both clear field and non-clear field sunflowers, which require two different herbicides. Fees' initial plan included both tap out and beyond herbicides. Schott says this indicates Fees knew the crop would include two different varieties. But when Schott contacted Fees after planting, Fees prescribed only Beyond. After application, Schott lost 1,200 acres of non-clear field sunflowers and sued wheat growers. Fees testified during discovery that Schott had changed his plan and decided to plant only clear field sunflowers. Schott denies that happened. The circuit judge granted summary judgment to wheat growers because Schott should have known which herbicides were safe, and he assumed the risk. At oral arguments in October, Aberdeen attorney Justin Scott said Dallas Schott didn't know about clear field crops.
Obviously, my client has testified he didn't know what that meant. His hired man, who now works for wheat growers, testified we didn't know what that meant.
Scott said Schott relied on the recommendation of wheat growers.
As I said previously, he relied on wheat growers and what to spray, where to spray it, when to spray it.
But pairing a GMO seed with the correct herbicide is standard knowledge, according to wheat growers' attorney, Michael Luce.
That does not require expertise. That is something pretty fundamental to farmers, to ranchers, and probably to some of us city folks.
Luce said summary judgment was appropriate to save the time and expense of trial in this case. Justices disagree. In a unanimous opinion, the court rules that because there are disputed issues of fact, a jury needs to hear the case, and summary judgment should not have been granted. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.